across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
The miles too easy. I mean, that's hardly worth the paper they're written on, to be honest. We've got a 98% pass rate. Right. It's lost all credibility.
Have you ever sat a GCSE, Chris?
Yeah, I have. I've got an A star. Didn't I do well?
In what subject?
It was in Italian, which is where I'm talking to you now from Italy, actually.
Oh.
And we only have the pathway of improving the exam system. Otherwise, the economy of this country is finished. We have to do something.
Chris, you can't blame the economy situation at the moment on GCSEs.
If you don't have an educated workforce and can export goods, your economy suffers. If you look at the successful economies, then they have very good education systems.
So, yes, you can't blame on GCSEs, Chris. It's a worldwide crisis.
Not a worldwide crisis. There's booming economies in Southeast Asia, for example, and in Latin America. There are booming economies.
Well, India's economy is slowing right down.
Slowing right down. I mean, it's all relative, of course. They think of a slowdown to be something like 6 or 7% growth. Can't produce. You can't have a successful economy without a really well-educated workforce. It's fundamental.
Chris, some people, including myself, I can't do exams. But it doesn't mean I'm not intelligent. It doesn't mean I'm not bright. It doesn't mean I'm not clever. I passed my 12 plus and I went to a grammar school, but I still couldn't do exams. So people like myself would suffer unfairly, wouldn't they?
There are many children who do not benefit from highly academic courses. They need to do more vocational courses. What we want to say is that if children study English, they need to be able to write a sentence. If they study mathematics, they need to be able to add up.
Listen, I did GCSEs, and I do think it's slightly unfair to say that GCSEs do not promote being able to read and write and do maths. Of course they do.
But come on, wake up, you know, you've got to get real. We've got to get an economy which is served by educated people. If you learn a foreign language, you need to be able to speak it.
But you're saying that you're now directly saying that I'm not educated.
What I'm saying is that if you rely on GCSE as a standard of education, it is not sufficient.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.